This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University says it will unveil details about its realignment plan on July 16th. For now, little is being said about those plans. 1 week ago, Western's Board of Trustees revealed the school is seeking to realign educational opportunities in response to years of declines in student enrollment and state funding, both of which have damaged the institution's finances. After the board meeting, University President Jack Thomas and Interim Provost Kathy Newman took questions from reporters. Dr. Thomas said Western will do a multitude of things to get out of its financial straits.
These are things that we've been doing, all along. And as stated, since 2002, there have been reductions, and everybody knows that we've had those, but the budget impasse, as well as reductions even when we got a budget. It was still 10% less than what we got in 2015. The budget that we're getting now is 8% less than what we got in 2015. And also with the crisis of confidence that we have in our state, we have no other choice but to do multiple kinds of things to move the university forward.
So to follow up on that, these layoffs today were faculty. So are we looking at layoffs for other staff? Is that a possibility too?
Yes, we've looked at, as one of the trustees stated, Todd Lester stated, there are no sacred cows here. We're looking at everything, and we've made a lot of changes over the years in terms of laying staff off, and we're still considering and still have some, there still may be some other staff as well.
There may be or there will be. Do you know yet?
Well, there are a couple here as well that we're laying off, and a couple of staff members, but we are still evaluating.
So you talked about a July 16th announcement regarding investment in academic programs. Can you give us an idea of what to expect on July 16th?
It's really premature at this time to make any announcements as we finalize those plans, but that will be part of the July 16th press conference.
Regarding realignment, is there a possibility some programs will be dropped altogether from Western Illinois University?
Again, it's very premature at this time to make any of those announcements. Everything, as has been said, is currently being evaluated, and again, that will be part of the July 16th with updates.
When you talk about evaluation, are you bringing employee groups to the table as you do these evaluations? Because that seemed to be a complaint today from one of the speakers.
We always get information and try to be as well informed by involving individuals as much as possible in decision making. As you know, throughout the year and over the past number of years that we've been going through this, we meet with many of the governing bodies and the constituencies to let them know where we are at the institution. So nothing should be a surprise to anyone because we've been letting individuals know all along. This past year, I held 15 town hall meetings to discuss the state of the university. I've held two brown bag lunches where anyone at the institution could come and discuss. And so we are as open and transparent as we have always been.
That is Western Illinois University President Jack Thomas. We also heard from Interim Provost Kathy Newman. Kathy Early also participated in the news conference. She chaired the Board of Trustees at the time of last week's news conference. Early addressed Western student recruitment efforts, especially in the 16-county West Central Illinois region.
Admissions actually hired a special admissions recruiter, Katie Gorsuch, and she has been making repeated visits to the high schools. Anytime there's been an event on campus where local high schools have come for math competitions, band competitions and such, there was a juried art event. Katie has been there and has spoken to them. She's also gone out to the individual high schools, not only for their recruiting college fairs, but I know this last year she even took Rocky out and went to each of the different local high schools and gathered up the students that had signed up for Western and had a big group picture taken. So we have amped up our efforts in the West Central Illinois area too, as well as the St. Louis metropolitan area, the Chicago area, DeKalb area, the Quad Cities. I mean, any place you can think of, in state and out of state, we've been amping up our efforts for that.
Kathy Early was chair of the WIU Board of Trustees when she made those comments last week. She remains on the board, but her term as chair expired over the weekend. She's been succeeded as chair by Carolyn Ellert Fuller. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.